Our big story tonight, weather, of course. Millions of Americans in the path of some dangerous and severe weather, most of it in the south part of the country tonight. Thousands already without power in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. The Storm Prediction Center says to be prepared for potentially massive tornadoes, various downpours, and potentially even the hail, or hail, I should say, the size of tennis balls.
And damage has been left behind by multiple tornadoes today. The force so great, a boat is now wrapped around a tree. That's a boat in Alabama. Trees and power lines also have been knocked down. Homes are nearly gone in some spots. High winds also blew down signs. Our News Nation weather team has been closely following these storms throughout the day. They continue to do so at this hour.
Georgia Bailey, live for us in Mississippi tonight, but first back over to Chief Meteorologist Albert Rumo.
And we're hearing now 21 tornado touchdowns so far today, most of which have been in the state of Alabama, some with the same supercell thunderstorm tracking from the southwest and moving up towards the northeast. And additional tornado touchdowns will be possible as we roll through the remainder of the night. So what's going on here? You'll see a counterclockwise spin in the atmosphere in the northeast corner of Oklahoma. That's an upper level area of low pressure. It's the same one we started tracking earlier this week along the west coast. As it approaches the mid-south and the deep south, counterclockwise flow pulls in warm, humid air from the Gulf of Mexico. And also on the nose of these area of low pressures, a tremendous amount of upward motion in the atmosphere, almost like a vacuum. So it takes that moisture, it takes that instability, tosses it up, creates convection or thunderstorms. And we also have winds that change as you go up in height. And that change of winds called wind shear allows for a natural rotation in the atmosphere. And that's why that tornado threat has been so great so far today and continues here for tonight. So Alabama and at least the eastern portion of Mississippi under a tornado watch until 3 a.m., northern areas of Mississippi until midnight. And then thunderstorms, they're severe coming into the New Orleans area under a tornado watch until a little bit later this evening as well. So there's the first line moving into the mid-Atlantic by tomorrow morning. The secondary line moving into Birmingham after midnight. Gusty winds potentially exceeding 60 miles per hour, hail and embedded areas of tornadoes will be possible with that secondary line that's coming on in. And then tomorrow, mid-morning into the afternoon, a severe weather threat in the mid-Atlantic and the southeast. So we'll have another opportunity for multiple tornadoes for tomorrow. Places like Raleigh and Charlotte under a moderate risk. That's a level 4 out of 5 on that severe weather scale. So we'll be tracking severe weather this time tomorrow night. The good news, though, by this time tomorrow, it'll be mostly offshore in the Atlantic. Meteorologist Gerard Jabaley, 20 years of storm chasing experience. He's on the ground in Mississippi. Gerard, earlier today, you did see a lowering, some rotation. What else have you seen?
Well, that was about it. Thankfully, this part of Mississippi really dodged the worst that Mother Nature could offer. But Albert, I got to step out of the way. You got to see this because this is something you're probably very familiar with. Mammatus clouds with amazing texture right now. Now, what does that have to do with today? Well, a lot of times we will see skies like this after severe weather events. Just an incredible sky. If you missed it earlier when we were showing it to you, I've got it on my Twitter and Instagram. So it was just an incredible sight. Still is right now. I'm just in awe of what we're seeing here. So the rest of Mississippi right now, as we track through the rest of the evening, going to be playing downward. We're going to start to see things ending for at least central Mississippi. Now it's shifting into Alabama, as you discussed. Things are at least winding down, quieting down here in Greenwood, Mississippi. And I'm live. Meteorologist George Bailey here for News Nation.